Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you'll have to excuse my nasally voice. I am recovering from the very famous, very viral flu that has been going around for 2 years, you know? So I'm going to do the least amount of talking possible so that you don't have to hear this wonderful tone. But I will tell you that we have amazing music lined up for today's show, so definitely don't go anywhere and stick around because it's going to be a really great episode. Today's episode is going to feature a ton of new music by the band Way North. They just released an album, New Dreams, Old Stories, and it is a gorgeous record. I highly recommend that you go check it out. But definitely stay tuned because I had the great pleasure of interviewing Michael Herring, the bass player from the band, and Rebecca Hennessy, the trumpeter from the band. And we talked all about the new album, how the band came to be, and so much more. So stick around because that interview is going to be a little bit later in the show. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that we have social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. You can also tweet us your ideas, your thoughts, your reactions to songs at OG Publicity. We love to hear from you, so come on and join our Orange Grove Radio family and follow us on socials so we can get to know you a bit better. All right, we're going to start things off with a track by Will Bonis from his album Change of Plans, which was actually just recently nominated for a Juno. So good luck to Will Bonis. We really hope that you bring that one home. Change of Plans was the third release from Will Bonis, and it focuses on contrast, texture, and epic storytelling. The album features John Gordon on alto saxophone, Jocelyn Gould on voice, Will Bonis on piano, Julian Bradford on bass, and Fabio Racanelli on drums. This is Echo Chamber by Will Bonis on Orange Grove Radio.
Da 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 da
Welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And coming up next is a brand new track by Ariane Racicot. Her album Envolée is her debut album by Montreal pianist and composer Ariane Racicot. And this audacious new modern jazz recording consists of five original compositions that fuse a range of styles together, from Latin jazz to fusion and from modal jazz to progressive rock. This is A Ciel Ouvert by Ariane Racicot, which features Ariane on piano, Antoine Rochefort on electric bass, Guillaume Picard on drums, and Martin Plante also on drums. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio. And if you like the show and wish that you can listen to past episodes, you can. You can find all of our episodes on Spotify and Mixcloud. All you got to do is search up Orange Grove Radio, and there you'll find all of our library, and you can listen to us whenever you want, wherever you are. Coming up next is a track by a brand new project and a brand new album. This is the Adema Manukis Octet. Coming on the heels of his first full-length album, Nick Adema has teamed up with saxophonist Alex Manukis for a brand new recording with their newly formed band, the Adema Manukis Octet. These eight young Toronto all-stars have been performing together in various combinations for years, providing an alternative perspective on the Canadian jazz sound. This is In the Weeds by the Adema Manukis Octet, which features Evan Dowling on trumpet, Brennan Palmer on alto saxophone, David Hodgson on tenor and soprano saxophones, Nick Adema on trombone, Alex Manukis on baritone saxophone, Josh Smiley on piano, Leighton Harrell on bass, and Keith Barstow on drums. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio.
Hello, this is Toronto-based saxophonist Alex Manukas of the Adamo Manukas Octet, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 101.5.
New Dreams, Old Stories, the latest release from avant-folk jazz quartet Way North, seeks to connect the past and present of our collective human experience. Old stories, acknowledging a vast music heritage, are woven together to create fresh new sounds with bold explorations, singable melodies, and even sing-alongs. Drawing on the musical lineages of jazz and bebop, as well as folk musics from South America and the American South, Way North's compositions are a diverse collection of old stories to inspire new dreams and hope for society. Way North is a collective, and it features Rebecca Hennessy on trumpet, Peter Kankora on tenor saxophone, Michael Herring on bass, and Richie Barche on drums, and they are all singing on the album, and they also each contributed original compositions. I had the great honor of interviewing Rebecca and Michael from the band, but first, let's listen to Play from their album New Dreams, Old Stories. joining me this week is trumpeter Rebecca Hennessy, bassist Michael Herring, and their daughter Nancy for an interview all about Way North's new album.
Congratulations on the release of your brand new album, New Dreams, Old Stories, and welcome.
Yay, thank you.
Thanks for having us on the show.
Yay. From what I understand, your band, Way North, was formed in Brooklyn in 2014. But seeing as you're both Toronto-based musicians, I would love to hear the story of how that happened.
Well, we were both lucky enough to be recipients of Ontario Arts Council grants from the Chalmers program. And Rebecca and I had just got married, so it was kind of a crazy honeymoon where we took 6 months off and went to New York and hung out. We're both really grateful for arts funding and the Ontario Arts Council for that time, as well as we were down there and Richie is good friends with a lot of friends of mine from, I've done this a few other times, spent time in New York, and I had a bunch of friends, and I called them my potluck friends. There's this group of kind of Brooklyn, kind of activist-y, you know, potlucky, make good in the world people, and Richie was friends with all of my friends, but I'd never met him. And then I knew Peter through Matt Newton and the Ottawa connection up here. I don't know if you knew Peter already.
I knew Peter from Carly. Okay. Because they were buddies from Ottawa.
So we were sort of, you know, in each other's orbits, but didn't know each other that well yet. And so we were trying to play some music with Richie after we met him. And then it turned out he was best friends with Peter, who we were also trying to play some music with. So we set up this jam and we played and we were all like, this is really fun. Like, it just clicked right away. I mean, I don't know if it was like two best friends and a married couple. I mean, it actually doesn't sound like a recipe for success, in depending how you say it, you know, like, but it was. And we had the best time and we played a couple more times. And then we said, we should make a demo. And Rebecca and I were getting ready to go home to Toronto, and and there was literally a 6-hour window that we could get Peter and Richie in a studio. Like, we were on a grant. We were just hanging out. We could do anything. But they were really, really busy. And we had this 6-hour window. We went to this cool studio called Tedesco in Paramus, New Jersey. And we recorded. And I think we did 8 songs. Maybe it's 6 songs. Whatever Kings County is. Anyway, we released it as our first album, Kings County, because it turned out so great. It was like, this is not a demo. This is our first record. And because we did that, I think it provided the impetus to get back together and do a CD release show, which caused us to record another album and do some touring and then record this album, New Dreams, Old Stories.
That's a really nice series of events.
Yeah, it was really...
It was a really special time.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Super, like a lot of growth. And for me, like as a musician, it sort of helped me to realize that like I could be also like doing more writing and like sort of working on my solo artistic stuff that I hadn't really put in the energy or like the effort because I didn't feel ready or something, or I didn't have the permission from whoever, from myself, to sort of start to develop my solo artist sort of vibe. And after that, it kind of helped me. It actually, Fog came out of that. After that trip, I decided to do my other projects that I still use to like work in today and write for. So, you know, having the 6 months, 7 months time to like really just sort of reflect and show up every day for your own process and was just like, it just keeps feeding us still today. It's cool.
Hi there, this is Toronto-based saxophonist and composer Sundar Viswanathan from the band Avatar, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 1015.
I am curious about this new album and the title New Dreams, Old Stories, and it feels my next question kind of connects with the story that you guys are telling about this instant feeling of connection together with your bandmates and this kind of organic sound that came out of it. There is something very organic about this record just by listening to it, and there's a family community feeling about it. Why did you name this album New Dreams, Old Stories, and does it have anything to do with this community kind of organic feeling that I have while I listen?
Well, I think Peter brought in that song. He composed it, and I don't remember what the story was behind that song, but I think he wrote it. I don't know if it was with Wayne North in mind, but I think basically Peter also is always composing music to with the idea of community and bringing people together as well. Like, I think we're like-minded musicians, and I think it just sort of I think it reflects that the I think kismet is a good word for us. Like, the band has sort of rapport and stuff, and I think that song title and that, and I think it really kind of plays into just how compatible we are, because we all have been writing songs kind of like this since the beginning. It's interesting. I don't think that really answers your question, though, to be honest.
Well, I know that the song New Dreams, Old Stories also is inspired by the band Old and New Dreams, which was the band of Ornette Coleman, you know, ex-Ornette Coleman band members, or basically Ornette Coleman's band without Ornette Coleman. And I think that also plays well into, like, it's kind of a good, like, what's the weird word? It's sort of, you know, it's a song that kind of stands for everything that Way North is about, because it has the Ornette Coleman connection or the avant-garde connection, and it has the folk connection, because it's sort of meant to sound a bit like a folk song, or even having a bit of a kind of African inspiration with the, it's got that, like, rolling triplet-y feel, even though it's in 9 and not 12, and then we added singing to it, which is new for this album, where we have singing on a few tunes. So I think, you know, musically it kind of shows a lot of the things that we have been interested in and growing with, and then I think in terms of the title, it is like Rebecca said, like, indicative of what we like, and that feeling you get, that Jenna, like that organic feeling, or that I hope people get that warm feeling from the band, that family feeling, and that connection. Maybe, like, we've been sort of trying to tie those words into the feeling of connection, that you have new dreams, but it's coming out of old ideas, you know, that that's I think what this band is about.
Your band has a very unique sound, but there are familiar sounds happening all at the same time. Like, it's jazz and it's folk. There's calypso, there's some New Orleans sounds. I love the group chanting, the group singing. I think that is a big part of the feeling of that community feeling. I mean, all of you singing together, it's a really highlight for me in this album. What are the influences that you guys have, and how have you created this kind of signature big Mod Podge sound that you have?
I think we're all willing just to bring in whatever tunes we have. We're inspired by a lot of different folk musics and roots music. I think because the band is like a bunch of yes sayers, like, hey, can we do this? Yes. Like, can we do this? Yes. Like, that's, so the hodgepodge is there, but I think it's the connection that we have with each other musically and personally that makes it cohesive.
I think a part of bringing it all together is Richie, too, our drummer, Richie Barche, because he really comes out of the jazz world strongly. You know, he played in Herbie Hancock's band in his 20s and with Chick Corea, and, you know, he's got some strong jazz, you know, roots, but he also is an amazing folk musician. He came up playing with Cuban and South American musicians, and he tours with the Klezmatics, and so he really exists in the jazz and the folk world. And, you know, when we did Paca Rio Verde, the song he brought in from Venezuela that's on the album, that, you know, he could say to me, this is how you should play this Venezuelan folk tune, which is not something I know how to do, like, and so I think there's some there's a breadth of knowledge in the band from everybody, you know, and everyone, like Rebecca said, everyone's brought in their things and everyone else says yes.
My name is Rebecca Hennessy.
And I'm Michael Herring, and you're listening to New Dreams, Old Stories
on Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
I'm Jenna Marie, and you've been listening to Orange Grove Radio. That was Stepping Into the Light by Matt Newton from his album Within Reach, which features Ethan Ardelli on drums and Dan Fortin on bass. Oh, and of course, Matt Newton on piano. Closing the show today is going to be a track by Amanda Tosoff. Her Juno-nominated album, Earth Voices, features some of the best musicians in our country. And we're going to be listening to Fini, which features Emily Claire Barlow. To see an in-depth list of all of the songs that we played today, go on and visit our website, orangegrovepublicity.com, and there you can find all of the playlists from all the shows that we've ever aired. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye! Thank you.
You're listening to CIOI Indie 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.